Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show. All right, so Kristen wanted to find out who on the Bert Show has the biggest brain. How did we do this?
We did it by taking a GED practice test. So which one of us would be able to graduate with our GED? It is graduation season, and I played a little game for you guys called Guess the High School Dropout, which celebrity dropped out of high school. And then a lot of celebrities dropped out of high school to pursue their career, or musicians dropped out and then went on to get their GED, which got me wondering about GEDs. They just had their graduation ceremony for everybody who acquired their GED last week. So we sent out a practice exam for everybody to take to see who on the Bert Show has the biggest brain. And yesterday we went over Abby, Moe's, and my test scores. So Abby, Bert was not here because he was out because he had a sty in the eye.
That was more
so
than
go
that.
Ahead.
It wasn't the sty.
Oh. But go ahead and tell Bert what you got out of all of the categories, because there's four categories that you had. Mm-hmm. So there's social studies, there was English or literature, then there was science, and then there was math.
So, Bert, I'm actually curious what you think I got on the GED practice test, because I guarantee you, whatever your guess is, it's wrong.
I'm going to say you got 50%.
You think I got 50%?
Yes.
I got a 15%. I got 6 questions out of all 40 correct. I got like 10% on the math. The one I did do well on, I think, was the social studies, but everything else I did very poorly on.
Okay.
15%, 6 out of 40, baby.
That's so low, I can't even make fun of you.
I think they may revoke my high school degree.
Yeah, you might have to go back.
Well, I will say this about this test, and I don't know if you guys covered this yesterday. This GED test was way harder than most of the tests that I took in high school that weren't GED qualifying.
That's how I felt. I took this on Sunday when my best friend from college was in town, and we both went to UF. We both went to pretty good public schools, and she just graduated from one of the hardest general schools in the country. And I'm not going to lie, I'm like, hey, like, can you help me with this test? And she was like, I don't know how to answer any of this. And I was like, well, we're both screwed.
I felt like these were way harder than like the SATs.
So hard.
Were you guys in slow classes?
No, I was in smart people classes, Tommy.
Was it like shop and woodworking and stuff like that?
I was in AP wood shop.
I think we're a little rusty. It's been a while. It was definitely harder than I thought it was going to be. I ain't going to lie.
That might have been like, my whole school, slow elementary.
So Abby got 6 out of 40. Okay. So that was the number to beat. Mo, how did you do on social studies, language, science, and math?
I was a little worried about revealing my score, but it turns out it was best to go after Abby.
Yep.
I had a little more confidence. So I got a 7 on the math, a 6 on the science, and I got an 8 out of 10, and I got a 9 out of 10 on the language arts, which I think rounded up to 30 points in total.
Good for you.
Not too bad.
30 out of 40?
I thought I would do better.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a 75.
That's real good.
Yeah. It's like a C.
It's passing. You got your GED.
I passed. Yeah.
Did Kate Lee take a look at these questions? Because I think he's told us before he got his GED. Are these the same questions you had on your test?
Well, I haven't looked at it, but I did drop out of high school, and I did get my GED, and I passed the first time I took the test.
Tommy, will you show him that link and see and show him a couple of the questions to see if, not if you get them right, but if they're the same ones that he had on his GED. Because I was stunned.
Do you know how many brain cells I've lost between and when I took my GED?
That's how I felt taking it.
It's a very wordy test. Like, yeah. You have to read a lot to answer questions. It was just more time consuming than anything.
You definitely had to be patient taking this test.
Kristen, what'd you get?
All right. So my worst subject was science. I got 7 out of 10. For the math, I got 8 out of 10. For social studies, I got 9 out of 10. And for language, I got 10 out of 10.
What? So
my grand total was 34 out of 40.
Dang, good for you.
Big old brains.
Okay, so I took it yesterday, and I am going to be 100% honest with you guys that I couldn't get through the questions because I just couldn't keep focused.
I had that problem.
It was so hard. Yeah. And I've told you guys, now that I've been diagnosed with ADHD, I could literally, and I had such flashbacks to high school and trying to do like word problems and stuff like that, and how I would have to read the first and second line over and over. And I felt the same way doing this.
Yeah, it was tough. And especially like, I mean, I wasn't particularly smart in high school. I was just really good at memorizing things. But like the goal for getting a good grade on the test was, okay, if I get a good grade, then I get an A. And if I get an A, then I can go to the school of my choice. Whereas when I was taking this, I'm like, I don't care if they think I got a small brain. I'm like, I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm here. We in the same room.
So I'm too competitive. I am so freaking competitive. I can't function like that.
The interesting thing here for me was watching, because they give you not only your results, but they tell you how much time it took in each category. So the first one I did was math, and I spent 13 minutes on that. In my ADHD world, that felt like forever, right? And then you could see as I'm going through the test, my times go way down. Like, I just started guessing.
me both.
I really did, man.
Right answer. It's not the first one. It's not the last one. It's one of the middles.
So at the end of the test, I ended up getting 50%. But I can assure you this, that it wasn't because I worked out these questions. It was because I just got lucky on guessing.
You're just luckier than me.
I was trying to do 3 things at once. That's my problem. I always think I can, and then I kept losing focus. And at some point, I think for a few of the questions, I was just like, to see.
If I tried to get through this, first of all, it would have taken me hours. And secondly, I am pretty sure I would have got like 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd have still beat Abby, is what you're saying?
when he tries, he still beat me.
I mean, the fact that I guessed all of them and got
50%. I know. I was definitely guessing on some of them. Like, how did I get such a low score?
It's a good recovery, Abby. That's good.
Kaylee has taken a look at the question.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, from what I can tell, I mean, they seem about the same. I don't know if it's the exact same question, but it was questions that were like this.
I don't even remember getting those in high school.
I don't either.
Me neither.
It was really difficult.
You should have dropped out.
I saved that for college, man.
The Burt Show.